More Idaho Matters right now. Last ski season, a record number of skiers and snowboarders visited resorts in the Rocky Mountain region, and most of them were white. Well, there's an effort in Colorado to make snow sports more accessible to everyone, and it's being led by an immigrant from Mexico. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
On a recent afternoon at Arapahoe Basin Ski Area in Summit County, part-time snowboard instructor Javier Pineda stands at the bottom of the Molly Hogan Bunny Hill and welcomes his four beginner students.
Bueno, bienvenidos a su segunda clase.
This winter, Pineda is teaching 40 students who are Hispanic or Latino and identify with the immigrant experience. The lessons, equipment rentals, and lift tickets are all free. And the instruction is in Spanish or bilingual, depending on the group.
Our target is to create a community within our own community and not feel so left out from the sport.
Some of the reasons they aren't trying snow sports vary from the cost of participating and a lack of health insurance to not having anyone to do it with.
We need to feel included and welcome into space.
Last ski season, only about 6% of skiers and riders in the U.S. identified as Hispanic or Latino. That's according to the National Ski Areas Association. This includes Pineda. He moved from Mexico to Summit County when he was 12 and learned how to snowboard in high school. His instructors never looked or sounded like him.
All the lessons were in English. The instructors were usually from the Anglo community. Very typical, I guess, face of the ski industry.
Pineda works at Mountain Dreamers, a local nonprofit. Through his role as program coordinator, he started Oso Outdoors last year, and its first program is the snowboard classes. Now in its second year, it's become so popular that over 100 people expressed interest in the 40 slots. The lessons are for adults only, and a lot of families have signed up.
Vamos!
Snowboarding student Sofia Suarez recruited her husband, father, and two sisters to take lessons with her. They moved from Colombia a couple years ago. At first, it was difficult for her to enjoy the sport, she says, but when she did,
disfrutarán el deporte como se debe disfrutar.
Suarez says she knew her family would enjoy it too. And learning how to ride in Spanish is a big benefit. It makes communicating much easier.
La comunicación es mucho más fácil.
Hispanics and Latinos make up at least 15% of Summit County's population, and almost all of Pineda's students live here. Alan Hinsroth is A-Basin's chief operating officer. He says the ski resort wants to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion, but what Pineda is doing is unique.
It's not like I sat around with a couple of people that work here and said, hey, we need this many people of color skiing here. This is a program that grew organically.
And he's committed to giving Pineda the resources he needs.
Then I got to get out of the way because he's making this thing happen.
Organizations for BIPOC skiers and riders have popped up around the country. One of the most prominent is the National Brotherhood of Snow Sports. Henry Rivers is the president.
Increasing diversity would not only make the slopes and the outdoors more friendly and more representative of the population that we have in this country, it would also help their bottom line, the snow sports industry, that is.
Okay, esto va a ser técnica, no velocidad.
Pineda is telling his afternoon class to focus on technique, not speed. They've graduated from the Bunny Hill and are now halfway up the mountain, ready to tackle a green run.
You got this.
Mountain Dreamers received a $100,000 outdoor equity grant from the state last December. With this funding and other grants, Pineda says this is just the beginning for Oso Outdoors.
It's also a way for them to connect with the local environment and connect with the local community.
To help grow the program, Pineda hopes to build a roster of bilingual and bicultural instructors so even more immigrants will feel welcome on the slopes. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.